It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. God, here we are. Second week in April. Time's flying. I don't know about where you are, but where I was, spring has sprung. Man, I got leaves on trees and bushes and all kinds of stuff. But I think a lot of people are on spring break this week, and I know Barbecue Bob is as well. And we're going to touch base with him in a minute. But co-hosting with me is the Baritone of Beer, my friend Chaz Thompson. And Chaz, thanks for making time again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's great to come in.
Yeah, well, you always got to cover for Bob because he's doing something. He's crashing something or he's vacationing somewhere. And he's man is a life of leisure, but, you know, I'm just jealous. That's
man
all.
Of experience.
Yeah, that's exactly what he
is. Every week.
Right, yeah. Well, guess what? Now on the live line, we do have Barbecue Bob from Parts Unknown. Hey, brother, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for filling in, Chaz. This time I'm actually just screwing around.
Well, good.
That's good. I hope you're upright and not riding anything that makes you fall off. So that'd be good. Where are you, Bob?
I'm sure I'll hear about that for a while. I was pretty banged up. So, you know, being this time of year, the last 20 years, we've always taken our family to Gulf Shores. And one thing is my wife's a court reporter, and all the attorneys go south for spring break, Easter break, and so there's never any depositions.
Uh-oh. I thought you were going to go with this as a business trip for her.
I wish, but she just looked at me and she said, I've got no work for like the next week and a half. I think we should go south, and I go, okay.
Good for you.
So, have any reservations, and we love to camp, and since we sold the motorhome, it was back to the tent. So we found a really cool federal park. It's called Clear Creek Recreation Area, and it's gigantic. It's just south of Big Bob Gibson's, coincidentally, in northern Alabama. And so she booked us a beautiful spot right on the water, and we have had a day. I'll tell you, we've been down here for almost a week. We're packing up now to come home, but it has been fantastic weather, about 80 degrees and sunny. We had one night of rain, but I built us a little shelter, and we've got this big circle cook area with a great, I'll tell you, America has the greatest federal campgrounds anywhere, but this is definitely one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. There goes the park host and his little Cushman cart. And
I was wondering if you had a golf cart too.
Right.
No, I wouldn't mind one, but
you're getting to be that age,
right? Yeah,
it's got the typical post with the charcoal grill, you know, and the big grate, but then it's also got this big round fire pit that's got a grate on one end. So you build a fire and you just push your coals in there. I'll tell you what, my wife has been doing the cooking because I got a bad wing, and so last night she made sirloin steaks that we picked up right before we left.
Right.
And just salt and pepper, sirloin, and a little rice pilaf and some asparagus on that grate. And I love cooking on a fire. The night before she made burgers. The day before it was just hot dogs, just simple camping stuff. The day before that it was chicken breasts. And I'll tell you what, I don't think I'll have to grill anymore because she's really getting the hang of this grilling thing.
Well, you finally got somebody in your family who's got some talent, must be, huh? I get it.
Maybe somebody's listening to the show.
Right, yeah. Yeah. You probably figured out she does listen from time to time because when you get home, I'm sure there's comments. But anyway, well, good. You're on the mend. If you do get a golf cart, don't jack it up. Keep one low to the ground. That low center of gravity is good for you.
Yeah, no rewiring it.
Right. But
We're packing up today, and we're heading back. So we're going to Big Bob Gibson's on the way back. It's an hour, 33 minutes from here. Not that I've really checked, but
turn by
looking
turn.
Forward to that.
Yeah. Good, man. Well, hey, grab some of that mayo sauce that they make down there for their chicken and bring that back. right?
White sauce.
White sauce. Okay. Yeah. Bring a quart of that back for me. I'll make sure you get paid for it. So.
Well, have a good trip back. Bye.
All right. Safe travels, brother.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling.
See ya. Bye. Well, there you are. Barbecue Bob on a camping trip with his wife. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few weeks ago, he got in a little motorcycle accident. He's kind of okay. And he's down there with one arm. So he's got one in a sling. And I would imagine that camping, there's a little bit of physical action that goes with that.
Well, I bet Marine has to cut up his steak for him.
Could be. She's probably used to that.
Well, but, yeah. It's good that he's got somebody to look out for him.
Yeah. So Chaz, what'd you grill this last week, man?
Hey, you know, the burgers hit on. It was burgers. You know, we've had days. You know, we got friends that are down south like Bob, and everybody's down there telling us the temperatures, and we look out the window, and it's the same thing here.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, it's been 70 degrees. We've had a little rain, but, hey, that's going to make the flowers pop, right?
Right.
So I got out the big cast iron griddle again on the grill.
Uh-huh.
Made smash burgers.
Okay, so you're on your gas grill, which has normal grates on it, but you put a cast iron skillet on top, or actually a griddle.
I got a big griddle, yeah. Right. And it's great for whether you want to do pancakes or, you know, I use it a lot for fajitas or fish tacos and things like that. But smash burger is really awesome because you get to keep a lot of the juices right there with it. They're not dripping off and down in.
Right.
So it's a little different than the grilling, but I'm still outdoors.
And they crisp up a little bit on that.
You can get them a little crisp on the outside and right off the side in the same kind of juices and stuff. You can throw down some mushrooms and onions and saute those up, baby.
Ooh, for the top here for your burger.
Little herbs, a pat of butter on them mushrooms, maybe a splash of beer if you need to hydrate them a little bit.
Well, you can splash a beer back throat, or you can splash it on the grill, maybe a little of both.
Hey,
right?
There's enough to share.
Right, exactly. Well, that's kind of cool. I had some people over on Tuesday for Taco Tuesday. My wife enjoys that. And so about every other week we have a Taco Tuesday and, you know, bust out a little jug of margaritas and have some fun on a Tuesday night. And, the guy came over and he wanted, advice on a smoker. He wanted to buy a smoker, right?
We get asked all the time, don't we?
Yeah. So I had that conversation with him, but when it came time to make dinner, I decided to make fajitas rather than tacos. And, I got out cast iron. And I did not do it on the grill because I grill my, or actually saute my tortillas.
Yeah.
Right, I like them. I do a little Old World Olive Company's lime oil, and I'll brush that on there, and then in a really hot skillet, just brown them up a little bit. You know, they crisp up a little bit. Ooh, with that lime flavor, it's wonderful. But he came in and he's like, "Well, why are you cooking inside? You're a grilling guy." Well, I had four skillets, iron skillets going because I cooked beef, I cooked chicken, and then I cooked onions and peppers.
Sure.
And then I cooked the tortillas, and I wanted it all done at the same time, right? So you're eating everything that's hot. So I had the stove just loaded up with cast, cooking everything, but it turned out good. But
now
I think
you
were somewhat disappointed.
Yeah, you can take that cast out there like I did the cast iron griddle out onto the grill if you want to. But, you know, I think I've been accused of it too. Why aren't you grilling? And, you know, hey, guys, we're not cavemen.
Right.
We have tools all over the house, the garage, the deck.
Right. Plus, look right here. I said, I don't have a refrigerator right next to my grill, but I got one right next to my stove. And get in there and have a margarita while you watch me cook on the stove here. So, you know, it worked out. But anyway, it was fun. The fajitas just with the the vegetables are wonderful.
A little slice of lime to do the pinch on top.
Oh yeah, baby. Right. You know, get a little that steams up too a little bit if you do it right in that really hot skillet. So it's kind of cool. But so this week we're going to talk about proteins on your grill. What cuts you like. How to's, the do's, don'ts, and whys. And we're going to start with a little bit of beef. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations,
2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.